Division Secretary, Hodges.
Yes. Hello.
Hello, Luther. How are you, my friend?
I'm all right, sir. How are you, Mr. President?
Doing fine.
Are you resting some?
No, no. I'm trying to run an office from down here, not doing very good at it. I'm about to make up my mind to come back up there tomorrow, but I'm not sure. My wife's gone today, and I thought I'd try to check with her tonight. We've got lots and lots of mail, and you've been through the aftermath of a campaign, the editors and the publishers and the governors and the senators, and I just hung up talking to Tom McNamara, McIntyre, Senator of New Hampshire, and we carried it overwhelmingly, and Bob McNamara's got to close one of his shipyards.
Oh, yeah. No, your problem's really rather. I want to tell you, President, how much I appreciate your calling the other night and congratulating you on great victory.
Well, I'm so proud. We're so proud of you.
Well, I want to talk to you about a half a minute, and if you're going to come up, I'll get a chance to see you, but you know my own personal plan. I just want to be sure that nothing leaked out to getting all kinds of rumors that we will have you and I and all our others in the next several weeks. That's the who's going to do what. And I want to have a chance to have a little talk with you before any announcements are made, of course.
Well, I hope you're not serious about it.
Well, Mr. President, I am serious. That's the reason I wrote before the sent word to you about 2 weeks before the November 3rd, because I didn't want to have anything to do with the election. And because I'd rather talk with you, tell you some of my thinking and so forth. But I, as much as I'd love to be with you, I think it's time, because I'm approaching 67 now, and I got to finish up.
So you're the youngest man in the outfit, Luther.
Well, I know I act that way. I try to.
Well,
Mr. President, you're wonderfully kind. But,
I'm not kind. Hell, I'm just thinking about my country, and I like to have a little wisdom around me and some of my own kind of folks, and I'll talk to you about it, but I sure don't want to. I knew that you felt like that you ought to go out, but gosh almighty, it puts me in the hole, because I just can't look the whole country over and find one that suits my specifications better than you and Ms. Hodges. You all just You just represent the ultimate in my league, and I don't want to put you in the poorhouse, but I don't know anything about
it. It isn't money, sir. It doesn't do with my getting home at all. But if you think you're coming up in a few days, I'll do whatever you want to.
Well,
if you don't come up, I'll come down there.
All right. We'll do one or the other, and then we'll talk about it. Let me ask you this now. In this great society we're talking about, we've got to find every way we can to improve the countryside and find more parks and more recreational areas and more tourist opportunities and more place where people can spend their leisure time. And is there any imaginative way that we could get any of our better experts in, like old fellows like this fella Greer here from our highway department? He's just about one of the best that I've ever known. He got Texas the best roads in the country, and I just thought Mary Lasker, you know, planted Fifth Avenue with those flowers down the center, and this guy's got wildflowers on every highway in Texas and the prettiest things you ever saw in the springtime. He's got highway parks all over the state where they can drive in with their trailers and their cars, and they can have a barbecue, and I think he's got 2,000 or 3,000 of them. They didn't cost much, just a little concrete table and a little concrete made out of native rock, concrete seats, and a fireplace. You reckon there's anything there that we could exploit a little bit in the way of for our message to Congress, and maybe an increased road program to kind of help with our unemployment, our young people anyway?
Well, yes, Mr. President, I think it's a possibility. I'd like to think of it. Incidentally, I've got in preparation a letter which goes out next week to all the governors about recreation for this country. Mm-hmm. We've had a task force going for about a year on this, and I'm writing the states for their ideas now. I think we can tie together some of the things you're talking about with our whole federal road program. I don't want to take the way of a legislative change, if any. Well, maybe be able to do it administratively. I think you've got a good idea.
I wish we could do something like that. I noticed one thing. When I say in my speeches that I hope a day will come when we can get rid of all these old used cars at the edge of every city and get them away where our interstate highways run right through them and the ugly eyesores, they just tear the roof off. Everybody approves. If there's some way in the world we could find a good, sharp lawyer to find some new regulations.
I tried that as governor. It's a tough one. But I think you can appeal to people and start a program. I think that from the president himself, I think you could get a great volunteer movement going if you couldn't force it by law. That's what I tried as governor. It's a very different thing.
Would you look at to see what we could do in the way of you might even get a 4 or 5 of your outstanding highway engineers in and see what they would suggest that we might increase our employment, we might increase our beauty, and we might increase our parks.
Well, I'd love to have you do that.
See if we could do that before we have to come up with our message. See if we've got any task force. Yeah, we may have some task force busy on that over there now. I don't really know. No one's at really.
Let me just, without quoting at the moment, let me see what if anything we could do. And then
ask Bill Moore, your secretary, if they've got a task force. I believe they've got one on natural beauty, and see what they're doing.
All right.
And see how it ties in with your roads, because I just think might be we could use some special tax of some kind to get the. Harry Byrd beat that bond fund, didn't he? Whatever happened to that that Humphrey submitted back there? That wasn't a sound thing, was it?
I don't recall that.
Then Humphrey, when he was Secretary of the Treasury, recommend a special fund for highways somewhere or other?
I don't know, Mr. President. I'd have looked that one up.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Well, I'm going to try to get something from states on that anyhow. Let me work on it. By the way, I understand you having a press conference tomorrow, whether you knew it or not. Kilduff has called up here to see if he get any ideas on.
Well, as far as I told them that they had anything, I wouldn't mind meeting with them, but I don't want to meet with them without anything.
No.
And I don't know of anything that they've got that's very important. And
nothing very new. I have emphasized a few things in the message, which you'll get by tonight in the morning, a few things that I have been trying to say in some of my speeches. I've been trying to say that this, you and I together 3 or 4 years ago on this thing, that this isn't socialism, this is the best business in the world, because all of us 192 million Americans spend 92% of all the money we take in the same week we get it. And that's what helps business. And that's what raises standards of living. And the $500 billion personal income, and so on. So I'm giving you a little bit of that philosophy in what we're sending down to you, which may help a little bit.
Good. All right.
And then there's another thing. I met today with what's known as Business International. You may not have met them. It's about 80 or 90 of the top companies in the country that organize on it. They go around the world, various places. They're going to Moscow next Sunday, this Sunday week. And I put a little bit in that, in this memorandum for you, that any number of groups of industrialists are going abroad to see what kind of business they can do and see how much tension they can, how much they can ease the tension through their help and come back to report to all of us. So I think anything along this line which began to open up this Soviet situation for you will be helpful.
Good. Thank you. Thank you, Luther.
I'll get out to you. Then you, when I find out when you're coming, then we'll get together.
That'll be good.
Thank you.
Bye.